This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, which is for and about women who've been through absolute caca, and they give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And I am here today with an incredible woman named Faith Clark, who I feel blessed to have with us today. Welcome, Faith.
Hey, Nikki. Thanks for having me. It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It's epic. It's great. We're going to have a blast. Faith, please, in a couple of sentences, let us know who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy, assuming you're very busy during the day.
There are so many things that keep me busy. Okay, so I'm Faith Clark. I'm a connector. I'm a strategist. I design solutions for gaps and problems that people bring to me in business, in life, in caring for kids with special needs. I'm from Jamaica in the West Indies, not Jamaica, Queens in New York, but I live in upstate New York right now. What keeps me busy? Oh, wow. My kids keep me very busy, and my business keeps me busy. I'm doing a PhD right now, so there's a bunch of stuff to do with that. And then people ask me to help them with stuff, so those things happen too. My kids keep me very busy. I homeschooled for 14 years, so there's a lot of follow through on their learning and stuff like that that I do.
Holy smokes, kids, business, PhD, what does she not do? Amazing. So Faith, as you know, this is a podcast for and about women who've been through absolute total caca. And I'd like for you, if you would, to summarize what you went through, some caca that you went through, and what was the worst part of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nikki, these cacas come in cycles, right? So I don't even know if it's the worst, but I'll tell you one that I've come through, which is the diagnosis of my son with autism. He's 20 years old now. The diagnosis itself was rough, but the puberty years, it was really, really hard. And I think I'd gotten to the place by the time he was 11 or 12 when I had hit autism with everything. I tried so many things. I changed my strategy. And I was tired, anxious, depressed. And by the time he was 11, I'd also had very little self-care, no kind of deep connections with people. There's a way that you lose your relationships when your rhythm doesn't fit your friend's rhythm. So loss of relationships. I wasn't working in the field that I'd been trained in, and I didn't really miss the actual work, but there is a satisfaction that work gives, and I wasn't having that. So the whole thing was very intense, and I'd wake up frightened. I just wake up every day, startled, frightened, anxious. He would make a sound and my heart would race. I had like an anxiety PTSD response to just being awake. And that was a pretty intense moment because I began to understand there are lots of women with special needs kids in the news that you'd hear about emotional issues and suicide and or death, murder, suicide with some mother killing her kid and then jumping off a bridge. And it was horrific to hear those stories. But I got a sense of, I understand what that feels like, the sense of, I don't know what to do. And I don't think other people know what to do either. So I can't leave you and let other people fix this, but I can't fix it. So it was difficult.
Difficult, yes, understatement. That sounds absolutely indeed like absolute caca. And I can say from personal experience, I think that when you talk about the morning, when you talk about waking up in the morning, actually have like suffering from anxiety and PTSD, waking up in the morning, mornings can be so hard.
Yeah.
So hard when that trigger just, it's like waking up itself is a trigger.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's here again. It's the same thing. It's back.
It's back. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, Faith. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I know that it's going to inspire and really resonate with many of the listeners of this podcast. So my next question, Faith, is it really takes a total warrior to get to the other side of what you just described. How does it feel to be on the other side of that right now?
I think what it feels like is relief, but it's this relief that says, I came through. And So when I see glimmers of the thing I came through, tempting me to feel I didn't really go through, you know, sometimes it's back. Like, hey, no, did you really? Did you really? Are you really out of the cave? When I see that, I'm like, no, I did come through. So it means I do have tools. I do have memories. I do have experiences. I have resources. Even when I can't remember them in the moment, the memory is I remember that I had tools, resources. I remember that I came through. And the memory gives me relief. Ah, okay, so I will continue to go through. I will continue to come through. This isn't going to kill me. I will come through. So.
So what I'm hearing is that in addition to the tools and the resources that you were able to find and put in your tool belt, an additional tool that perhaps maybe the most important one is the memory of having those tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that, you know, there's a big deal. I make a big deal about how we make meaning in our lives. And I think looking back deliberately and saying, see, I walked that. See, I went here. See, then that is the reminder as I'm looking forward. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I can handle this too. You know, so.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Faith, who are some of the brave warriors like you who have gone through absolute caca and they've come out on the other side, who you think would be amazing guests on this podcast?
There's so many women who have encouraged me. I have a friend, Joshua Smith. She runs a business with her son who has autism, helping other families build communication skills. And she's the epitome of mindset and attitude when going through really challenging moments on the autism journey. And so she's been an inspiration to me. Tamara Arnold is another person. Tamara dealt with a child with special needs mental illness, and her story about navigating that and overcoming that really is encouraging to me. When we talk, I hear that she understands. And I think that's the power of it.
She's totally booked to be on this podcast.
Good.
Yeah, we're on the same page. I love it. Thank you for that, Faith. I really appreciate that. We at this podcast welcome warrior women big time. So Faith, the nugget, the essence of this podcast, this is the question of what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through the caca right now? They are in the thick of it. They're in the muck on how to get to that other side.
This isn't your first war. This isn't the first time you've done this. And I think sometimes we think in the middle of the chaos that, oh my goodness. And I'm like, remember that you've done this before. Now, even though the players look different, even though the actors look different, you've conquered in the past. And when you remember yourself as a conqueror, then you look at the situation differently as, okay, all right, this is just the players, the scene is a little different, but I can do this too. And I think the first thing is to look back and get some data. We have a mutual friend, Jen, who says, build your badass list. When you are going through what you're going through, you have to remember who you are. And sometimes we need to write these things down. If we don't, you can pop it out and say, this is who I am and this is what I've been through. And once you've done that, then you can say, okay, good, so this won't kill me. Because I know it won't kill me, I can actually stop fighting and step back so that I can have a broader perspective on what's going on. Oftentimes it's so hard in the middle of chaos to stop because we think, I'm going to drown. But you can actually know there's no drowning happening here. If you actually stop and disconnect for a day, 2 days, whatever you need, you will be able to get the perspective you need, more information that will help you to be able to make the kind of decision you need right now. And then I'd say once you've stepped back, the kind of decision you need to make is the decision that's going to make the most impact on your energy now. Not necessarily the thing that's going to fix the thing. It's not going to get rid of autism in my son. It's not going to, you know, solve the school system issues. But it is the thing that's going to give you the most energy and the most power for yourself in this moment. So that's what I'd say.
Love that so much. That begs one follow-up question for me is, let's say that you're going through something traumatic and you know that it's big and you know that it's traumatic and you're feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, you're not feeling like a badass. You're feeling like the opposite of a badass. And let's say that you have never gone through something or you don't remember going through something that traumatic before. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to women on like how to go say far enough back or how to sort of gather the data that's really going to help? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Two things. Trust your friends. If you have a friend who's been with you over your lifetime or you know somebody who's been in your history, just ask them. It's what are the incredible things you've seen me do? Or what, you know, people tell me, I don't believe that I'm incredible. In these moments, your brain lies. So you have to trust somebody else. So trust a friend. That's number one. Number two, look at what your ancestors have done. I remember when I was going through I was deciding I'm having a baby. I'm going to go through labor. This is my first baby. What am I going to do? I can't handle pain. I'm like, women have done this from the beginning of time. Not only that, my ancestors did it on cane fields. They stopped, they were cutting cane, they stopped and they had babies and they went on. So there's a way that I took power. My grandmother, right? I took power from the ancestors and said, they did it and that DNA is in me. And so people will tell you and the history will tell you.
Yes. Amen. Absolutely. Any woman who's had a child looking to our ancestors, that is bam. Fantastic. Yes.
That's what we have to do. We have to hold on to what we know. And sometimes you don't know for yourself. You don't, you know, but then look back. There are some people who've gone that you're standing on their shoulders, you know.
That is, yes. And that is what this podcast is about. Every single woman who's on this podcast is living proof that you can get through absolute effing hell and come back from it. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely.
Amen. Absolutely. So Faith, since we are all about being epic, we're going to end with this question. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I was thinking about that. You know what? Bending time. But bending time is an interesting one for me because I think I already bend time a little bit. And I don't quite know how I do it, but just contracting so that something happens and something else happens. And like, it didn't take as much time as I thought. So I'd like to get better at that. And the thing that is supposed to take 10 years, who says it's supposed to take 10 years? It can happen in a moment. So bending time.
That sounds good to me. I'm totally in on that. Faith, thank you so much for being my guest today. I would like to know, where can we find you online?
So I'm at faithclark.com, but I actually spend more time in social media than I should. So Faith Clark inside Facebook. If you search for me, you'll definitely find me. Send me a message there. That's the best bet. And or my book page, Parenting Like a Ninja, The Autism Mom's Guide to Professional Productivity is my book that's out on Amazon right now. But if you go to parentinglikeaninja.com, that's also a great way to be in touch with me.
Parenting Like a Ninja. Who would not want to read that book? I love the word ninja. To be able to parent like one, I'm in. I'm in on that too. Faith, thank you. This is Nikki Bruno with Faith Clark with an E on the end.
Yes, Faith Clark with an E.
With an E, yes. On the Epic Comeback Podcast. For additional ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience or during one, please visit theepiccomebackpodcast.com. Mm-hmm.